hello and welcome to ASI Cast 188. I'm Richard Marks, ASI's Research Director. And joining us today is Julien Rossenvallon, who's Chief Marketing and Client Officer at Medimetry. So hello, Julien.
Hello, Richard.
Now, you're making no less than your fourth appearance on the ASI Cast over the years. And today we're going to be talking about the development of cross-media measurement in France, and specifically Medimetry's foundation of a cross-media committee. So, Julien, talk to us about the idea for the cross-media committee and how it came about.
Yeah, so maybe just a very quick word about a reminder about Medimetry and its role on the French market and its governance. Medimetry is a JIC. It's also an operator for TV, radio, and online. And we've always, for that matter, always had a cross-media culture. In the past decade, we've had lots of discussion around cross-media. And I should say that the WFA initiative a few years ago really kicked off a new start and a new dynamic in Europe and in France, of course. And we decided a few years ago to launch a new massive investment to measure total video and cross-media. And for that, we partnered with Nielsen and Kantar, and we are about to release the first release of those new products. But of course, we knew from the start that we would need a new committee to manage this topic with the market and having the ability to discuss about the new rules and the new measurement and the new KPIs, etc., etc. So Medimetry's board was very open to the initiative and gave us a green light to pursue and launch the new committee. So it took us a year to define the scope, the role, and the potential members of this committee. And here we are, because last month was the first committee, and we've already had a second session. And the next session for the committee will take place in June.
So who's participating? Which parts of the industry in France are taking part in the committee?
So from the start, we wanted, of course, to have both buy side and sell side being represented around the table. So the buy side include agencies and, of course, advertisers. Six agencies and five advertisers will be represented at this committee. And for the sell side, it includes the broadcasters that are present in our TV committee, as well as platforms. Currently, Netflix, Disney, and Amazon have joined. And we are discussing with other platforms and other partners, including YouTube, Paramount, and other members from the open web and the other video players. And so we've had, for instance, we've had also discussion with TikTok to join the cross-media committee.
So at this stage, Google and Meta have yet to join, is that right?
So we are currently discussing with YouTube about them joining. And for the moment, Meta has not accepted to join the committee and to subscribe to these new measurements.
So we're aware, not least because Origin was launched at the ASI conference 5.5 years ago, that the US and the UK, with US with Aquila and the US with Origin, have been effectively pilots for the WFA approach. Is this committee effectively looking to be the executing body for the WFA initiative in France?
So we certainly have the WFA initiative as a perspective, but we are for the moment being very pragmatic and taking step-by-step measurement and step-by-step approach. So we've actually already launched a new TV measurement that's taking into account all the screens and all the location. This was launched more than a year ago. So this was a first step in being able to measure cross-media, at least from the perspective of broadcasters, of course. And last January, we launched a TV plus CTV advertising measurement for BVOD players. So these data are already available to the market, and in particular to the agencies. And Netflix, in the coming months, will join this new TV plus CTV measurement. We are in parallel discussing with other platforms and other players, Disney, Amazon, and YouTube. But for the moment, we don't have a detailed roadmap, a precise roadmap for these players. So we, as I told you, have the Origin project in our perspective. It could definitely become a solution at some point. And when you look at the solutions that have been developed around the world by the various cross-media vendors, we very often find some pieces of their methodology that are inspired or close to the WFA methodology. And I would like to say that we value the international dimension of the future cross-media measurement. For a very long time, audience measurement, TV audience measurement, or radio audience measurement was being thought in silos, in local silos. But we can no longer think only locally. We need to have a broader perspective because advertisers want a global approach when they can connect their performance from all around the globe.
I mean, it's good that you've got the advertisers on board, because that's been one of the issues in certainly in the UK and the US, where the effectively the advertisers are backing one system and the broadcasters are defending another. So in terms of the principles that you'll be working to, I think in the early stages you've been focusing on what the parameters and the principles should be of that cross-media measurement. Where is the consensus now on with the current members as to what you should be doing?
Well, the so first of all, the next committee will be in June, and we effectively have a few. I don't know if there's a consensus already, but we are working to establish this consensus, and there are two. There are two sets of discussions. Of course, there's a set of discussion for the editorial measurement. And when we talk about editorial measurement, there are potential debates around what we want to measure and how we want to compare these entities that we will measure. And to try to simplify and to summarize the issue, when you look at platforms, video platforms, there are two ways of looking at platforms. You can think of broadcasters and their content and their platforms, and you may want to measure the total audience from these broadcasters, no matter where their content will be deployed and made available. And for instance, in France, the broadcasters are using, of course, their own applications, TF1 Plus, M6 Plus, France.tv, Arte TV. But they also have the choice to be available, and a lot of them are, on MyCanal, which is a platform that gathers all the key broadcasters, and you can access content through these applications. Amazon also has this strategy of distributing not only their content, but also content from broadcasters. So that's one dimension. But there's another dimension where you may want to compare strictly the platforms themselves. And so, of course, YouTube is one of these platforms. I mentioned MyCanal, which is a platform that distributes content from Canal Plus and content from other partners. Amazon is another platform. Netflix is a platform. Netflix, interestingly, Netflix is a platform that distributes content, and it's also exclusively distributing content from edited and Netflix content. So both dimensions converge for players such as Netflix or Disney. But for other players and participants, there is this question of what is the, how do you want to compare these players? If you want to compare YouTube to broadcasters, what is the right way to do such comparison? Should we do such comparison? And how should we, and at what level should we do such comparison? Then, of course, in the for the advertising measurement, there's one key discussion around the KPI, of course. Should we use one KPI and use, for instance, the MRC standard, or should we have a more open approach, more transparent approach, where we allow for multiple KPI to do the comparison? Mm-hmm. So we will start and we will open, so there will be a few preparatory meetings before June, but our objective is to make a few propositions to the committee in June to vote and put in place those new rules into our measurement.
You're mentioning the measuring content and editorial, which is obviously good news. As it currently stands, Origin in the UK is only measuring advertising. Of course, one of the big arguments is about the degree to which the content enhances the advertising, that, you know, that the a beneficial relationship between attention to the content, attention to the advertising, etc. In your launch video for the committee, you talk about one committee, two measurements when it comes to
Yes.
Does that imply they need separate solutions, or would they be integrated?
Well, yes. So the there will be. So first of all, yes, we are measuring both editorial and advertising. There is a link between them, and for instance, when you there's the importance of context, of course, and you mentioned that, and the other aspect is that when you measure the total editorial inventory, when you do strategic planning, it can give you a perspective on where and how your ad can be placed and how it will perform. Of course, to be precise, and it's very important, between the editorial and advertising audience, there's an intermediary step, which is the ad tier, because for some platforms, only a fraction, only a share of the editorial audience can be monetized. So we are also, of course, working to make this metric available. And there's certainly a continuum and a logic to link those three, those two dimensions. And in terms of solutions, the technical solutions to measure the advertising and the editorial aspects are different. We are using a Nielsen streaming meter to measure the editorial measurement, as well as their fingerprinting technology. For the advertising measurement, we will be using some data from the streaming meter, but also information coming from the watermarking from Kantar, as well as processing big data from the ad server. So the panel we will be using the same, eventually we'll use the same panel, but with different technology. And at some point, of course, it will be important to be able to validate a single source approach that will allow us to have more accurate linkage between those two dimensions.
In terms of the ambitions for the measurement, in terms of how it would be used, I think Origin's been quite clear they are not being positioned as a currency. Although, obviously, that then raises the question of, well, how do you define what a currency is? But various could be used for. I mean, I assume that this would be used for planning, but would it be used for post-campaign evaluation as well, potentially?
So, as a matter of fact, for the advertising measurement, we are really starting with the post-campaign evaluation. And the we are delivering all the TV plus CTV BVOD campaigns available. So it's really post-campaign evaluation. We certainly have the objective to build a planning version of that. So we have using past campaigns, we've built Abacus, an Abacus approach that is a very first approach of a planning, advertising planning, but we hope to build a more in the future a more sophisticated approach. And then, yes, we intend, we hope that this new measurement will eventually become a currency. There are still so we'll work toward that, but there are some. We cannot just declare it will be a currency, so we'll work. Being a currency is not something that we can just declare and say, yes, it will be a currency. We will make everything so that it becomes a currency. It will be a currency when all the market agrees to use these new measurements as their currency.
Yeah, it's a really good point. You can't just self-announce yourself as a currency. It has to be the proof of the currency.
But that's a good objective.
Definitely. It's in terms of the committee itself and the initial aims, are you talking to other media like radio and outdoor for true cross media, or is this primarily about cross-platform video and online?
So I should say that we certainly understand the perspective, and the WFA is really keen on reminding the importance of having a global perspective. And by the way, in France, Médiamétrie, we already have all media strategic cross-media approach. It's a hub survey, and we then fuse TV, radio, press, and digital with this hub questionnaire. So it's a very strategic planning approach. But in this measurement, we don't get into the definition of GRPs or KPIs. Each media, each silos keep its own definition and KPIs. So because we aim to build a true currency for the time being, and because it's very complex, we want to focus on the video market for the moment, and it's a huge task. And eventually we will see how this if this first step, if we manage to go through this first step, then maybe we can think of having a broader perspective. But here I think it's important to remind the fact that we imagine to build a currency. That's what we are aiming for, and that's not what the WFA is aiming for. WFA is aiming to build a system, a tool that will allow advertisers to transparently compile and compare metric coming from all the media, and help them use that to optimize their ad spend. So the aim is a bit different, and at least for sure in a first place, we want to start on video, and if we succeed to video, then we will be very happy to see how we can talk about other media, and probably a discussion, opening the discussion between video to audiovisual media that also use time spent as key metrics can be, we can imagine how this works. It's probably a different conversation and a different philosophy if you imagine adding media that do not take into account time spent, because at the heart of the KPI discussion that we imagine today, time will play an important role. So if we imagine, we want to take things step by step, but interesting discussion.
Well, yeah, I think that I've said it before, but the big challenge with true cross media is that each individual media has a metric and a way of measuring mm-hmm. itself that best suits the way in which its advertising is consumed, and acknowledges that the way that you consume a cinema advert or a poster or a radio advert is a very different experience to watching a video ad, and therefore tying them together, as you say, just tying them together with a simple time-based exposure would be not in anyone's favour, not least the advertisers, because they'd be missing, you know, the whole point of advertising in different media, that you're using different ways of contacting people and different metrics. So it's an interesting challenge, but I think most people at the moment, whether it's you or Origin or Aquila, the main mm-hmm. focus, which is a big challenge in itself, is to combine the different yes. forms of media. So,
but again, I think it's really important to stress out what's for each project, what's the aim, what's the objective. And I think a very important aspect that we didn't mention at this stage in the Origin project is the objective of building something that can ultimately be closely connected to the output metrics and to efficiency. And there's this notion in Origin of building a whole data framework that can connect data from all the platforms and potentially all the media to help and do that in a transparent matter, verified, etc. But to help advertiser connect this framework to ad effectiveness and output measurement, which is we certainly understand why it's key for advertisers to aim for this global framework and global vision, which is slightly different from saying I want to do a cross video, cross media ad video measurement to address the fact that there's a new advertising video market that is emerging, where people can where TV and video are increasingly putted in a big market, or where there's campaigns that are moving from one from TV to video or vice versa, and here it's a different objective from this very global framework aiming at connecting the dots with the ad effectiveness, output, etc.
Yeah. Finally, it's probably too early to ask, but what sort of timeline are you working to? You mentioned a meeting in June, but ideally.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I want to say is that we are very pragmatic, and we are already giving access to the markets to initial results, a first perimeter for BVOD, CTV plus TV. Netflix will join in 2025. We're working with Disney, Amazon, and YouTube to include them in the scope. And additionally, what I didn't tell you is that we are also able to deliver four-screen TV plus video measurement on an ad hoc basis, because here there's a very big difference between delivering the result for one single campaign. Tomorrow, if an agency or an advertiser wants to measure a campaign, even for an ad distributed on YouTube, on multiple platforms, we have the ability to, on an ad hoc base, using our panels in particular, building a custom solutions to track all that. But the big difficulties, and that's what Origin is aiming for, is to build this industrial framework that will collect automatically all the data always on from all the campaigns and connect them. And here I want to say that there are some, there's maybe another aspect that we didn't touch, which is which is essential and which is quite complex. When we want to connect all of these dots between TV and video, we need an ID system that can allow our system to link directly a campaign for, let's say, Renault on TV with a campaign for Renault on Netflix, Disney, Amazon. The thing is that today these campaigns are labeled using different IDs. And in the world of TV, there are systems that are using unique IDs with the same identifiers for those campaigns and advertiser name. But we don't have yet a global identifier system that can easily allow us to connect the dots between all the campaigns. So that's also, there's a big aspect of the discussions also that is not just technical, but that requires a global participation from all the market players, the ad server, etc., to make sure that they use a common framework and a common common denominators for all of these campaigns.
Well, we look forward to getting further updates on the progress you're making. Obviously, cross media is going to be a big focus for the event in November, which is taking place in Copenhagen, unless they've been invaded by the US by then. But
you can count on our presence, Richard, and I was delighted to be able to chat with you about all that and share that with the people that will listen to your ASI cast.
Excellent. Speak to you soon. Take care.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.